If you looked outside through the cafeteria windows, it seemed like a perfectly normal day. The sun was shining, birds were chirping, a regular day, a beautiful day even. But inside the cafeteria, things were anything but normal. All around me, kids and adults were screaming. I tried to shut out the chaos for a second and focus on the sunlight. Just breathe, I told myself. Count your breaths. Calm down. 1, 2.
Yarrgh!
Came the ear-piercing yell from behind me. My computer is covered in pudding! Pudding! I spun around to see Zoe Winters, the most popular girl in my class, standing in front of a display table where her science fair project had once stood. When I had walked into the cafeteria carrying my own project, I'd noticed how neat the whole thing was. The letters that spelled the project title, coding and circuits, across the top of the board. The computer and circuits and batteries set up in a display at the front of the table. Now it was a mess that mostly resembled a pudding waterfall. Pudding dripped over the title, smeared across the letters, so it said, COD Circus. Pudding filled the keys of the computer keyboard, but I really cringed when I saw something even worse than ruining an expensive computer. Zoe hadn't noticed yet, but there was also
pudding in my hair! Chocolate pudding in my hair!
Okay, I guess she had noticed. Brown, thick, fudgy droplets cascaded from Zoe's once perfect curls into her eyes, and she stopped saying words and started making horrible, gurgly sounds. I was going to go over and help her when a streak of something yellow flew past my ear. I looked behind me to see that it was creamed corn. It had been launched with the accuracy of a fastball, landing dead center in a huddle of screeching first graders. They were sheltering in the corner with their teacher, screeching and giggling at the pudding waterfall. But now that it was raining corn, they started panicking and running in circles. Except for one kid who must have been hungry because he started trying to catch the bits of flying corn with his mouth.
Mommy, I don't like corn,
wailed the kindergartner. She took off running at top speed to try to get as far away from the corn hurricane as possible.
No! Stop!
I yelled after her, but it was too late. She skidded on a gross mixture of pudding and corn that was waiting on the floor like a cartoon banana peel, her light-up gym shoes slipping and sliding as she struggled to stay upright. Desperate, she grabbed the nearest solid piece of furniture, the corner of the display table where my best friend Jada was trying to guard the scale model she had built of a suspension bridge. It was a work of art. I could tell Jada must have fussed over it for weeks. It wasn't any old thing she made out of a kit. There were Legos and toothpicks, tiny wires, plastic beads, popsicle sticks, and even a tiny glowing LED light at the top of the bridge. It was complex and beautiful. The little kid grabbed the table and Jada froze, seeing her creation in danger, but not knowing what to do. She couldn't push a younger kid out of the way, but I could see by the pain in her face that she was strongly considering it.
No!
A voice screamed, and when they both turned their eyes on me, I realized that the voice was mine. Have you ever seen one of those videos that shows an avalanche coming down a mountain in slow motion? Imagine that, but replace the snow with Legos and toothpicks and beads, And you'll see what I saw as Jada's project came tumbling down onto the small girl sitting pitifully on the floor in a puddle of pudding.